Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Now part two of last week's program will continue as we discuss with Elaine Donnelly, President of the Center for Military Readiness, the dangers of wokeness and diversity in our military. You said a lot of these military leaders who are now military leaders became leaders, four-star generals or whatever, under the Obama administration?
That is correct. And, of course, in 2010, the law regarding gays in the military was repealed.
Right.
And the military follows orders accordingly. The transgender element of that came into being in the latter months of the Obama administration. President Trump, of course, passed a policy regarding gender dysphoria and said persons with gender dysphoria are not eligible to be or to stay in the military. It was not about banning transgenders. It was about that psychological condition known as gender dysphoria. So on the third or fourth day after taking office, President Biden repealed that executive order, and he imposed the other executive order saying that critical race theory will be adopted in the armed forces. This is such a radical change. Did the voters expect this? Did they vote for it? No, not really. Because Joe Biden, the candidate, well, he kind of passed himself off as a so-called moderate or something like that. Not so. When you start going down this road, once you say that diversity is more important than military readiness, once you invert your priorities that way, there's no telling where it's going to go. Yeah. It can go a pretty far way before common sense is restored.
Those 15 or 20 people who attended the Biden rallies, they didn't hear that coming out of his mouth during the campaign, no.
No, and if they did, they probably wouldn't have recognized it anyway.
That's true.
This strategic plan also, and actually this is a reiteration of a document that we analyzed back in 2011, something called the Military Leadership Diversity Commission. They said that there should be a chief diversity officer, sort of like a political officer in the military, and they're the ones to make sure that promotions and inductions follow diversity metric goals, which is quotas, and any officer who does not support these kind of goals will be held accountable. That means they won't be promoted, which brings me to one person who has kind of personified what this whole debate is all about, and that would be Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, I should say former, because he was removed from his command, and he's pending the investigation of an inspector general in the Air Force. He's actually with Space Force, and he wrote a book about Marxism being taught in the military. And it's an excellent book. I highly recommend it. But when he wrote the book, and then he went on a talk show to talk about it, he was called in, and he was removed from command. So he was very vocal about it. He's been on a number of media interviews, Tucker Carlson and several others, and he's just waiting to see what his fate will be. But if you read his book, and I am in the process of reading it, there is nothing in the book that is objectionable. He is analyzing the philosophy of Marxism, the idea that people belong to groups, that they are not individuals, that pits different groups against each other, that inspires hate and division, not unity and unity of purpose and cohesion. And he's analyzing, and did analyze in his book, the philosophy of Marxism in the military, and he's done a pretty good job of it. So it'll be very interesting to see what will the Space Force, what will the Air Force leadership do with him, because he's put the spotlight on how destructive it is to teach military people that if you are a certain color, a certain race, then that means you are either a victim or you are an oppressor of victims, just based on skin color alone.
Yeah.
That is such a destructive concept, and it's one that should be confronted, and it must be removed from our military as soon as possible. I hope that his book draws even more attention to it. I think Congress can and should act on it. There is pending legislation that Senator Tom Cotton and Representative Dan Bishop are sponsoring to end the radicalism in the military. These are all things that people need to get behind. It's called Combating Racist Training in the Military Act, H.R. 3134 and S-968. Let's hope that it gets more support.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Why are they doing this? I mean, previously we had the strongest military in the entire world. But yet we have a Secretary of Defense who totally supports this agenda 110%.
It's a matter of philosophy.
Pardon?
And it's not superficial. It's a matter of philosophy. And it is not superficial. It's quite deep. Wokeism is something, again, I really knew nothing about it, although it has been bouncing around in academia for many years. It's a philosophy that some people think makes sense. I don't think it does. But it definitely is racist in its demands because it categorizes people by race.
Yeah.
And it acts on stereotypes about race.
But why target the military? Why target the military? Why do they want to destroy the military?
Yeah. Because, well, there's a number of reasons. For one thing, the military people must follow orders. The institution is vulnerable for that reason. You have a group of civilians who come to power under Joe Biden. He has put some really bad appointees in very high-level positions. And those appointees, the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, has appointed someone named Bishop Garrison to head up this diversity and inclusion effort. He is so far out on the left, just judging from tweets and other messages he's put out. And then he's got a working group that he has set up. He's working with people who are even more leftist than he is.
Oh my goodness!
This is how power is wielded in an administration first Obama, but Biden's administration is much worse. You get the right people in the wrong places to do some really bad things.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. The military is very vulnerable to this because in uniform you are not allowed to criticize the president or members of Congress. There are rules, regulations against that. It's called the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So it's pretty difficult if you're a member of the military. That's why the case of Matthew Lohman and the book that he wrote about Marxism in the military, this is why it's very important that his case be looked at seriously and that he be reinstated in his job.
Yeah.
If he's not reinstated, then that would be an admission on the part of military leadership and the Secretary of Defense that henceforth Marxism will be taught in the schools, and if you support the American Constitution and American traditional values, then your career is in jeopardy. That's serious stuff.
It absolutely is. And so, to me, they're out to destroy the military. They're out to, destroy the military. And in the process, destroy America, because that's the end result if this is able to be, carried out to fruition.
Well, there are those who would like to destroy America and weaken our military.
Yeah.
I don't know to the extent that our external enemies may or may not be involved. It doesn't really matter, because who benefits from this?
Yeah, they do.
Well, they do. Yeah, certainly not our military.
Right.
Our military doesn't benefit from this kind of extremism.
No. Yeah,
but it
don't.
Is part of the philosophy of the administration, and elections do matter.
Yeah.
People voted. President Biden took over from the Trump administration, and now this is what we're faced with.
Yeah, for sure. So what can we do? I mean, we need to contact our senators and reps to U.S. senator and congressman to support these bills. That's one thing. Is there anything else we can do?
That's right. That's the most important thing.
Okay.
If they are not already a co-sponsor, and there is, I think 35 co-sponsors on the House side. I'm not sure. Last time I checked, Cotton did not have them. I'm not sure if he does now. But he needs encouragement. People should write to Tom Cotton and encourage him to continue with this. Also, there's another member of Congress, Dan Crenshaw, who has joined with Senator Tom Cotton to establish a website. And it's for whistleblowers. It's for people who are in the military to tell the senator and the congressman what is going on. Mm-hmm. What kind of instruction are they getting in the name of critical race theory or anti-extremism training? This is the name that it's going under because of the incident that happened at the Capitol on January 6th. This is being used as the impetus behind a lot of anti-extremist activities and programs and courses. How far are these courses going? Well, Senator Cotton and Representative Dan Crenshaw are setting up a website so that members of the military can tell them what is going on. Their identities will not be disclosed publicly.
Mm-hmm.
They do need to know who they're talking to.
Obviously,
they can't act on anonymous anything.
Right.
But this is a good sign. I think they are looking to build support among their colleagues. And even if the legislation doesn't pass this term, it should be an agenda item for the next term. When a new Congress takes over, certainly when a new president takes over.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think, ultimately, it is going to take an act of Congress, law,
I think so too,
to prevent this kind of destructive training and so-called education, woke education. It has no place in our schools, certainly not in our military.
Right.
I think the chances of getting that legislation passed will increase tremendously after an election or two.
Well, let's hope we survive that long. I mean, they're turning their goal is to turn the military against the country they're supposed to defend. And I don't feel very secure in a country that's, quote unquote, protected by military that hates the country. And that's what they're trying to do.
You can't have that. Yeah. And you know, the 1619 Project, sponsored by the New York Times Magazine, very destructive ideology. It is being taught in many schools, probably. Well, we know that certain CRT books and training materials are already being used at the service academies. We've documented some of these cases. And it's going to continue unless members of Congress say, no, you will not.
Yeah.
It's going to stop. It has to stop.
For sure. How can we
need to encourage patriotism among our young people, but they need to know history. They need to know all our history, including the parts that are difficult.
Right, exactly.
Civil War. Why was the Civil War fought?
Yeah.
All of those things need to be known. The 1776 Project, actually presidential advisors, a committee established by President Trump in the closing days of his administration.
Yeah.
They were abolished on the first day by Joe Biden.
Yeah.
But they're going to continue to work and put their information out, and you can see them on television quite often, talking about the importance of teaching history accurately.
Accurately.
Not according to
That's
the woke ideology of anti-Americanism. They're even anti-family. Of all things, because it's a very leftist, Marxist philosophy,
absolutely.
And it has no place in our schools.
You're absolutely right, and that's the root of the problem right there, is the fact that it's being taught in our schools really from kindergarten up. How can folks contact you?
Well, our website is www.cmrlink.org, and if you go there to cmrlink.org, you'll see a rather large feature article right now all about Special Operations Forces and the strategic plan that was released. We're going to be doing more about wokeism in the military and about critical race theory. We've got our hands full. There's so many of these issues that are cropping up. Everything that this president's trying to do to undo what President Trump did, it's quite destructive to our military. But the best we can do is keep writing about it, holding accountable the people who are doing it. And my organization is one of the few, or probably the only ones, that follow the military military social issues full-time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like our work, people can make a contribution, tax-deductible. We've got our hands full, and our military is too important not to defend in this area of public policy.
Oh, absolutely, because the country depends upon them. That's all the, you know.
Well, that's right. National security depends on our military.
Yep.
They are being subjected to political forces that are destructive. We know what is going on. We're reporting on it. We won't be able to reverse much of this immediately, but we have to build enough strength so that something can indeed be done to restore sound priorities. Equal opportunity is important, but the needs of the military and readiness must come first. It's very simple.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, cmrlink.org, cmrlink.org. And I appreciate the effort that you put into keeping us updated on what's going on with the military and how they're being targeted, and I really appreciate that.
Well, my pleasure.
Okay.
And it's good to talk with you.
Okay, you take care.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.